It's time for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
Well, good morning, Marissa.
Good morning, Jim. How's Branson?
Warm. Very, very warm.
Well, weren't you looking forward to that?
Well, a little bit, yeah. It's kind of a shock, though, when you go from having such a wet and cool spring, and all of a sudden you dive right into 95-degree heat. But, you know, you get used to anything.
Well, I guess there's always something to complain about.
Well, we won't complain too much. It beats being here in the middle of winter, right?
That's true.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. We thought we'd check in with you from Branson. We've got a group of about 90 of us that are down here in Branson for a little short vacation. It's a short time, but it's a good time, and it's packed full of stuff. We'll talk a little bit more about that here this morning in just a little bit, but first let's hear from Kendall Warren. We need to hear from the folks down at WNS Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Yeah, good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Marissa. Got a couple of used gas ranges, 3 used electric ranges. Do have a used 10,000 BTU air conditioner in good condition. Used portable electronic air cleaner near new. Washer dryer set in good condition and near new front load washer by Maytag. Sack type washer dryer sets, we have 2 of them, one of them near new. 3 built-in used dishwashers, used microwave hood combinations, have a couple of those. Used 22 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator. Used 21 cubic foot two-door top freezer in white and excellent condition. 2 used built-in cooktops, 1 gas and 1 electric. And 1 used 9 cubic foot chest freezer. Excuse me. Got dishwashers built in and convertible portable by Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Do have some closeouts on some models because of model changes. And of course, we do deliver, install, and service later. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, and haul the old heater away. Got dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Also, room air conditioners in stock in several sizes. Marissa?
All right, well, back to you, Jim, and Branson.
Okay, well, we just thought we'd give you a little update of what we've been up to down here. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, after hearing this morning, maybe you'll consider being with us on the trip this next year if we get ourselves another bus trip back down here. This is the 4th year we've had a chance to come down here to Branson, Missouri, and have a little bit of fun with some of our friends. And boy, I tell you what, we packed a lot of stuff into a short period of time. We got down here. We left Tuesday morning and made a trip down here, made a couple of stops along the way to have a little bit of fun there, too. But I had dinner the first night, and we enjoyed the Presley's Jubilee Show. And I tell you, if you've been to Branson before and enjoyed the Presley's Show, then you know exactly what that's all about. But you know, they're the original show on the Strip. It's a family show and very talented folks, and they tend to perform more of the traditional country music. So if you like traditional country, not so much today's kind of country music, but traditional country music, you really love the Presley's Jubilee Show. They're a very popular show. We had a good time with that, and that really took care of most of our first day. Yesterday, we had a very busy day. We did quite a bit yesterday. We wore everybody out, I think, yesterday. That and the weather. It has been hot. It's been in the 90s, about mid-90s every day that we've been down here, but we've been enjoying a lot of air-conditioned theaters so far. Yesterday, we had a really good time. We got our day started with a three-hour cruise. No, not that kind of three-hour cruise. There was no guy in a floppy hat and a big skipper out there, but we had a good time. Actually, it was Captain Bubba was the guy who was running our ship yesterday. We took off at the Branson Landing and hopped aboard the a very nice boat and took off on a three-hour cruise around Lake Taneycomo and had a great time. Had lunch on board. A lot of folks enjoyed the inside part of the boat with the air conditioning. Some of us enjoyed the outside part of the boat. In fact, we were up on the out front most of the day having a good time with that, and got a little bit of sunshine there too, but we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. You can't beat a time out on the water like that. We had a great barbecue lunch. It was a lot of fun. When we got off the boat yesterday, we did that from about 11 o'clock till about 2 o'clock. And when we got off the boat, then we headed off to our first show of the day. And That was the Pierce Arrow Show. Now, Pierce Arrow is actually a foursome. It's a quartet of gentlemen who are very, very talented. Very, very talented men. We weren't really sure what we were getting into with that show. We found that to be, we knew it was going to be very entertaining. I thought it was much more entertaining than what I expected. One of the fellows just got off tour with the Oak Ridge Boys, and he was with the group. And then there was another fellow who was a finalist a few seasons ago on American Idol that's part of that group. And then they also had their bass. The guy that sang bass for them actually is in the Guinness Book of World Records. He's hit the lowest note ever hit by a human being. Pretty impressive group, and of course they have a lot of other musicians with them as well. A lot of fun. We enjoyed that. That was a lot of variety in that show. Really had fun. After dinner last night, then we also hit another show to end out our evening. That was the Shoji Tabuchi show. I hate to say when you go to the Shoji Tabuchi show that the most interesting thing are the restrooms, but it's hard to beat that. Everybody was impressed with this massive restrooms that they have at the Shoji Tabuchi Theater. They won some sort of an award for the most impressive or the best restrooms, the best facilities. There's really no way to describe it except to see the pictures. It's pretty incredible. There's even a pool, and I mean a billiards table, not a swimming pool, a billiards table in the men's room if you would like to maybe enjoy a game of billiards while you're waiting to use the facilities. Absolutely incredible. What they have there. But the show also was very impressive. Shoji Tabuchi is a violinist, fiddler, whatever you want to call it. He has a great time with it, and he's got a talented group of folks around him, an incredible band with him, too, in a beautiful theater. But we had a great time there last night to end out our second day. We've got one more real big day coming up here today. We'll be heading off to the College of the Ozarks today, and we're going to have a kind of a full tour. We'll get a tour of the college, but also we're going to go out and do an agricultural tour and then have dinner with them as well this afternoon, have lunch with them at the Keeter Center, which is very, very, very enjoyable. We did that last year, had lunch there too. It was a lot of fun. The College of the Ozarks, if you're not familiar with that, it's a little bit of a different type of setup. You know, if you're familiar with going to college and shipping your child off to school, and then paying for about the next 15 years the bill that's left behind after they leave school. It's not like that at the College of the Ozarks. The bill is paid while you're in school, and it's paid not with money, but with labor. The students that are accepted there, and they only accept so many students, have an opportunity to work off their tuition. So very little money changes hands there from students to the college. It's an interesting setup that they have there, but a part of what they do is they have their own agricultural area. They have their own farm. They have a dairy. They have an expansive garden-type setup there, too. All of the food that they serve at the college, for the most part, is grown right there on campus, so they take care of themselves. It's pretty interesting how that operates. Now, when we finish up there, we're going to have a great lunch at the Keeter Center, too, and then after that, we're going to have a little afternoon free time today to enjoy some things around here. There's a shopping mall right here near our hotel, and there's a fun center and some stuff. Some of the folks are going to go over to the winery and pick up a few a few supplies. We're going to have dinner tonight, and then we're going to have our last show of our trip tonight, late this evening. That'll be the 12 Irish Tenors show. That was a show we actually had last year on our agenda of things to see, but you know, unfortunately, there was a tornado last year down here in the early part of the year that did some damage to some theaters. In fact, you can still see, here we are about a year and a half later, you can still see some of the damage where things are being rebuilt because of some of the damage that was caused by that. But that damaged the theater that the 12 Irish Tenors were performing in last year. So we had to make a change to our itinerary and put in a different show. Well, fortunately, they're back in action again this year. So we put them right back on our itinerary so folks could get a chance to enjoy that show. So having a great time, having a lot of fun. And, you know, we have a lot of great sponsors that have made this trip a very inexpensive trip for the folks that are on our trip. Again, we have about 90 people with us here down here in Branson. So we've had a lot of fun. We have folks from all over the place. place that are enjoying the trip here. A lot of them that have come back year after year, too. We have folks from Atlantic and from Cumberland, from Lewis, from Avoca, from Anita, Cumberland, from Kirkman. We have, in fact, the folks from Kirkman just celebrated their 55th anniversary with us yesterday here on our trip. We have folks from Red Oak, from Guthrie Center, from Oakland, Charter Oak, Brayton, also from all over southwest Iowa, from Elkhorn, from Guthrie Center, from Harlan, Greenfield. We have some folks here with us from Glenwood. We have folks from Exira, Wyota. Goodness gracious, looking through Griswold, Papillion, Nebraska. We have folks from all La Vista, Nebraska. We have some folks here from Coyne, Iowa as well. They come from all over to be a part of our trip. And, you know, one of the reasons they do that is because we have so many great sponsors that help to make this trip very inexpensive for the folks that come along. And the Camden Hotel and Conference Center here is treating us very well also with good breakfast in the morning and free ice cream and cookies and cobbler at night. If you don't get enough to eat on our trips, boy, I tell you, that's your own fault, because they sure shovel a lot of food in front of us all the places that we go. Having a great time. Wish you were here, but unfortunately, you didn't sign up. So keep your ears open. Maybe next year we'll be doing this all again. It's the fourth time we've done this, and everybody's having a great time here on our trip to Branson. It's amazing how many folks have been to Branson so many times over the course of their lives. In some cases, we've got folks who've been here dozens of times, but they still like to come back. And one of the reasons they like to come back is because in this particular instance, they don't have to worry about everything. We do. We take care of it all for them. It's kind of nice to go on a vacation where you can just pack your luggage, hop on the bus, and then just turn the brain off for a while and let somebody else worry about all the details. So having a lot of fun, and a lot of folks really appreciate all the good stuff that we've put together for them here. And we got one more day to enjoy, and then we're heading back on Friday. So we'll be back again in town pretty quick. So, again, thanks to all our sponsors for doing that. And, well, greetings from Branson here this morning, I guess, Marissa.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Hope you enjoy the rest of your trip.
I'm sure we will.
All right. Well, let's get back to Kendall from WNS Appliance.
Got gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire, and Maytag. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Built-in ovens, cooktops, slide-in, drop-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot by Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of washers and dryers in small, large, and super-capacity models. I have washers with up to 5 cubic foot of capacity, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Got some stack units for those of you with limited space. We also offer Speed Queen, which is a company that's made, these are made in the United States. They make only washers and dryers. They have a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on the washer and the dryer, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 10 till 8 tonight. Sorry about that.
All right, just to be clear. Thanks, Kendall. All right, well, we will be back with Heartbeat Today tomorrow at this time on KJAN, and Jim will have his Freedom Friday interview for you. So listen for that tomorrow at this time on KJAN.